Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God's saying to us today. Luke chapter 1, verses 78 and 79. Because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace. There's something very exciting about the start of a new day, isn't there? I love those times when I'm up early in the morning, long before most people are awake. The streets are empty, and you feel that you have the place to yourself. But you know that the day is just about to begin, and within a short time, children will be going to school and the streets will be filled with vehicles. A new day is underway. In this wonderful song of praise, Zechariah recognizes that with the coming of the Messiah, a new chapter of history is just about to begin, and his son John will be preparing the way for him. Jesus' ministry brought light to the world. For hundreds of years, the Jews have been waiting for this moment. There had not only been no prophet in the land, but they had passed through some times of terrible persecution. They were sitting in darkness. But all of that was to change with the coming of Jesus. No longer did people need to languish in the darkness and live in the fear of death. Jesus came to lead them into a new life that would be characterized by peace, love, and joy. There's a great deal of cynicism in our society. Many people see life as a constant struggle and continually getting worse. But Jesus comes to us all today with a message of hope. He offers his light to anyone who will open their life to him and promises to lead us on the path of peace. Of course, people can choose to shut their eyes and continue to sit in darkness. But for all who will open their lives to the new life of Christ, a brand new day begins. So let me ask you a question. In what ways has Christ inaugurated a new day in your life? And now let's pray together. Loving God, thank you for the light that now shines in our lives through Christ. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.